You're tuned in to Alice Cooper.
All okay. Right, I have Alex Grossi on the phone right now. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. The streams are up. Everything's looking good. Everybody's
good,
happy.
Good, good, good.
What brings you to the show today?
Well, I was asked by one of your associates last week to be on, and obviously I've got nothing better to do, so I'm here, and I'm obviously a big fan, so here I am.
Cool. So, the songs that I played, Beautiful Creatures, I had never heard that track before, Freedom.
That song, Freedom, the reason why I sent that to you guys is because it actually just got used in the new Sandra Bullock movie, The Proposal, which came out this summer. It's actually, I believe, her most successful movie to date, and it just came out on DVD, and it's in the movie for like 20 seconds, given the fact that me and Joe Lestay are starting to write a new Bang Tango record, I felt that was appropriate to add to the show this afternoon. So that's why we played it.
Wow. Wow. What was that like for you?
You know, honestly, we recorded that song in 2004. And, you know, I mean, it came out in Japan on JVC Records and then again in the States and I believe Canada on Spitfire, Eagle Rock.
Okay.
And, you know, we kind of forgot about it. I mean, I joined Quiet Riot and Joe, we went our separate ways, and then our publishing company called us this summer and said, you know, Walt Disney wants to license this song for their new Sandra Bullock movie, The Proposal. Are you interested? And I'm like, of course, yeah, why not? I mean, anytime Walt Disney's interested in a song you wrote, that's a good sign, you know?
No kidding.
So, no, it was really cool. Actually, when it came out on DVD about a month ago, I actually went out and bought it and watched it with my mother and my grandmother in Connecticut where I grew up. And it was actually really cool, Philly, to see my name up in lights like that. So, you know, I'm honored that they would pick, you know, on Little Old Beautiful Creatures for a song for a huge motion picture. So I'm very flattered. It's a good feeling.
Yeah. I mean, you must have just been like, huh?
What's that?
You must have been just like, huh? Did that really happen?
Well, actually, I got the email while I was out on tour. I was doing one of the Adler's tours, and I got the email, and I'm like, are you kidding me? They really want that song? But, you know, I mean, again, there's a lot of politics, a lot of publishing involved, but, you know, they took our song and ran with it, and it's in the movie, and at the end of the movie, there's my name up in, you know, on the credits, so they did use it, and if you listen closely, you can hear it coming through Ryan Reynolds' iPod during his little shower scene there, so,
wow.
Again, you know, it's a good feeling. I'm just happy to, you know, be a part of it.
What was it like being in Bango Tango?
It's Bang Tango.
Bang Tango.
You know, I met Joe in 2003. I met him at the Cat Club, actually. He was doing a cover gig there, and, you know, it's a lot of fun. I mean, those songs are a lot of fun to play, and we always have a really good time on tour, and, you know, it's always a good time. We did the record Ready to Go, and it came out really well, and now me and Joe have a very good chemistry songwriting-wise, so it's always, you know, it's always fun getting together with Joe and the boys and banging out those songs, no pun intended, and writing new ones. So it's you know, that band's a lot of fun to be in, and, you know, anytime I can get up on stage and play those songs, it's a good time.
Well, I have to tell you, I went through my CD collection. I was looking for, I wanted to play Metal Health. I really did.
Okay.
But because I have so many CDs, and they're all in crates and boxes and everywhere, I was like, oh my God, I'm never going to find this in time. And I'm like searching and searching. And then I thought, well, I can just go, bang your head, and then everybody will already have the song in their head, and now it's too late.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that song will live on forever, even though Kevin's gone, and I miss him every minute of my life. But you know, when you say those three words, people know what you're talking about. So
totally.
You're correct, Malice.
Absolutely. See, and I didn't even rehearse this.
No, you didn't rehearse it either. But no. Yeah, of course. Come on.
What's on your plate now? What are you doing?
Right now, I just actually finished a show this past Saturday with Adler's Appetite, and we have more coming up. Nice. Obviously, it's Steven Adler from Guns N' Roses. And we got a really good lineup for this band. It's myself on guitar, Michael Thomas from Faster Pussycat on guitar as well, Chip Zanoff from Enough's Enough on bass, obviously Steven Adler on drums, and we have the really cool singer. Actually, he's Canadian. His name's Rick Stitch.
You're kidding.
And he's from Canada. I don't even believe he's a U.S. citizen, but, you know, he does a really good job, and we just had a really killer show. It was Adler's Appetite, Gilby Clark, Pretty Boy Floyd, James Kotak's band, the drummer from the Scorpions, Great White, and Warren, and the show went off great, and we're still recovering from that one, and we have more coming up, and we're also starting to write new material for an upcoming Adler's Appetite EP, which we'll put down next year.
Sweet. You going to be back on the show promoting that then?
Absolutely. If you have me, if you'll have me.
Oh, absolutely. There's no reason I wouldn't. You know, I mean, this is what I do. This is your, however long you want to talk to us about whatever you want. Literally, you can say anything. You could get mad.
Well, I don't want to say anything. When I run my mouth, it gets me in trouble sometimes. So I'm going to keep it PG, maybe PG-13. We'll see.
No way. It's internet radio. You can say what you want.
Yeah.
Everything's going good.
Yeah, my mom, my grandma might be listening, so I got to keep it centered, if you will.
Got to make sure you say hi, you know.
Oh yeah, hi mom, you know, hi grandma, yeah. So anyways, what else is going on? What's up with you?
Well, just DJing. I was going to ask you, where are you calling me from right now?
What's that?
Where are you calling me from right now?
I'm calling you from my apartment in North Hollywood, California.
Oh, cool. How's the weather?
Oh, it's about 75 and a little overcast today, actually.
Oh, you're lucky. I'm in Canada.
Yeah, what's weather like up there in Canuckville?
Sucks.
Does it?
Yeah. I mean, the leaves are all on the ground, messing things up and making everything dirty, and you know how that goes. You've seen Winnipeg before.
Oh, no, of course. I played a show. The last time I was in Canada, I was playing guitar for Skid Row. And it was Skid Row, Sammy Hagar, and Joan Jett. And it was my first show with Skid Row. And I didn't even rehearse. We didn't even get the sound check. I literally walked on stage in front of like 10,000 people and did those songs. And it was cool. I mean, it's kind of hard to screw up 18 in life. The song's a hit, you know? But, the time before, I was on the same stage. It was called Rock the Park, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Quiet Riot, Vince Neil, and Alice Cooper.
Wow.
A couple years before that. So, yeah, I have fond memories of Canada.
Cool.
Actually, before that, when I was about 18, 19 years old, I was actually not arrested, but I was banned from Canada for 1 year for lying about why I was trying to get into the country. And I probably shouldn't be saying this on the air, but it's over and done with. But I have to say, it's hard to get in and out of your country. It really is.
Wow.
But that's all behind me now.
Why'd you say you wanted to come in?
No, I didn't know I had to get a work permit. That's the only thing. And I ended up getting one. After it was all said and done, it was all good. But I was like, I didn't realize how tough it is to get in and out of Canada. But you know, it is.
You should have said.
But yeah, we always have fun when we go there. So it's. I'm looking forward to getting back. Definitely.
Alex, you should have said you were just coming for a couple of beers.
Yeah, but you can't say that when you got your guitar picks have your website on them with your shows listed.
Oh, well,
you're
still
what I mean?
A person.
Like, oops, sorry.
You're still a person. You should be able to come for Canadian beer.
All I said was, I should have said I want it. I just want a Molson Ice, and I'll be out of here.
Yeah.
Just give me a Molson Ice.
That was it. That's all you needed to say. They probably would have understood.
Yeah, you tell that to the Border Patrol.
Well, I like the cigarettes in America. They taste better.
I don't smoke, but if I did, I would say Marlboro probably are the brand you want.
That was my brand.
Do they have Marlboros in Canada?
No.
They don't have Marlboros in Canada? Really?
All you get here is Canadian cigarettes, and they just don't cut it. But that's all that's here. Occasionally,
next time I come, I will make sure I bring you a carton of Marlboros. I'll try to smuggle them in for you.
Of course, I'm trying to quit anyway.
I used to smoke when I was a kid, but I don't smoke anymore. I have asthma, so I can't.
Oh, you're like me. I'm not supposed to be doing it either.
So what else is on your mind there, Malice?
Not much. Yeah, what about for Adler? Do you guys have any videos, though? Places?
There's a shit ton of YouTube videos out there, obviously. What else I have coming up I want to tell you about is I'm going out with Bang Tango again. We have 7 dates up right now in the Midwest.
Oh.
If you go to my website, alexgrossi.com, alexgrossi.com, you can see the dates up there. And as far as Adler goes, we got more dates coming up as well. And anything and everything that happens in our world, in his world, in any world involved with any band I'm in, will be on that website right there. So.
Wow. Cool.
But yeah, no, we as far as Adler goes, we're starting to write, and we've got, you know, a lot of cool stuff coming up, you know. It's definitely, you know, it's a really good lineup we have, and I'm really excited to get some stuff on tape. I mean, Steven just recorded a song about a month and a half or 2 months ago with Slash and Flea from the Chili Peppers, and it's really cool for him to actually get on tape with Slash again. It's going to be on Slash's upcoming solo record, which I believe is on Roadrunner. I'm not sure what label it's on, but he's got it coming out. So, you know, it's really cool to see those two recording together again. You know,
for sure. Well, you guys can always send me tracks. You know, I'll spin them.
Oh yeah. Obviously, I mean definitely. Well, you know, one day at a time. You know, it's a work in progress, but we're getting there. You know,
absolutely. These things take, you know, lots of time. People don't.
You can't rush it. I mean, and also it's like, you know, it's not like, you know, we got a trillion-dollar record deal where they're gonna, you know, have a deadline for us. Like, you know, we do it whenever we can, you know, whenever we want to. And that's what makes for a great record, is when you do it at your leisure. You know, it's not like somebody's has a gun to your head saying, if you don't do it by, you know, this date, we're taking your money away. I mean, I've been in that situation with record labels, and it's no fun. It's nice to be able to do things at your leisure. So,
yeah, those contracts are scary, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's not that it's scary. It's just like, you know, I mean, you know, when I was 19 years old, I got signed to Atlantic Records for a lot of money, okay? But at the same time, we had to deliver, record number one, then have record number two in the can ready to go for if and when record number one flops. And of course, you know, we sold, you know, 13,000 copies. You know, we went up against Lenny Kravitz and Kid Rock the week we came out, and it was not fun. You know, and then AOL merged with Time Warner, and we bought out of our second deal, our second record, but we already had the songs written and recorded. So it's like, what do you do now? You know, it's like, I don't like being at that mercy. You know, being at the mercy of the big corporate machine, if you will. So it is definitely a relief to be able to do things on your own terms, still pay your bills, and have a good time doing it, you know?
Because
that's what rock and
roll is
about.
Right?
It's not about being... I mean, most people start playing in a band to not have to answer to anybody. And when you sign a deal like that, you're basically someone's bitch. You know? I hate to say it, to put it that way, but it's the truth, you know?
Yep. No, but I'm glad you're putting it that way. You know, people need to know. They don't see, you know, what you guys go through. They don't see it. You know, the little bands, they for sure don't see it. They're going by what they imagine it to be like, you know? And it's not
I always tell people, it's like getting signed is just the tip of the iceberg. Okay, well, like you always hear, like, dude, my band's going to get signed. Okay, you get a record deal. That's great. Mm-hmm. I thought when we signed that deal with Atlantic, it was all, you know, said and done. We're going to make millions of dollars. Everyone's going to marry a porn star and have a, you know, five cars and a house in the hills. Didn't work that way. You know, I mean,
it should have worked that way.
You might have a couple months with a porn star and maybe go to a house in the hills once or twice, but that's about it.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's exactly what it's like. You just, like, totally blammed it right out. It's not you're getting the porn star forever and the $1 million forever.
But you know what? What it does afford you, it affords you to really hone your craft, if you will. You're afforded to go in the best studios, work with the best mix engineers, the best producers, and, you know, play the best guitars and get, you know, everything you want. And then what you do with it from there, and obviously get all the travel and the shows under your belt, and what you take away from that is what you're going to always have forever, you know? The money goes away, your looks are going to go away, the fame goes away, but you can take that experience to your grave, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, for the hundreds of thousands of people that you've played for, you know, nobody can take those memories away. I mean,
No, and there'll be 100,000 more if you just keep it up. You just got to keep your head up and keep, you know, I mean, with Adler, I mean, look at the guy was in the biggest band in the world, and he's still out there kicking ass.
Yeah.
We're still, he really is. I mean, he will not let the fact that, you know, people say, you know, this or that about, you know, whoever he's playing with or him himself, get in the way of the fact that he loves playing his drums. I love playing my guitar. We're musicians, first and foremost. We love to play. And that's, you can never take that away, you know?
And that's such an awesome quality for you guys to have. Like, I really, that quality I applaud, because there's so many that end up, they're, like, they act like they're above you. You know?
Well, you know, it's this musicians are very petty and very jealous. And when things don't go their way, a lot of them whine like little babies. And, you know, I'm guilty of it, as anybody else is. However, you always got to, you know, a bad day at playing music for a living is still better than a good day at a real job, in my opinion. You know? It is.
I agree with you.
No matter how bad a show goes, I can be on stage with my guitar going, you know, I'm not digging ditches right now. You know,
exactly.
I'm not working at Taco Bell. I'm having a good time.
You're not.
Thank you, God.
Flipping burgers at Dairy Queen.
You know?
You're just on stage and doing it and having fun and feeling the music, and life can't get better.
No, yeah, things could be a lot worse. Let's put it that way. I think it'd be a lot worse.
Well, I mean, instead of a house.
Anytime I see someone complain about, you know, their life as a, quote, rock star, I want to smack them. Like, dude, turn on the 6 o'clock news and you tell me life's bad. Come on.
Exactly. I agree with you. 100%. That's really the truth.
So.
Thanks so much.
Well, thank you. I'm really glad to have been on the show, and if you want to play another song, did you play Rainy Day yet?
Yeah, I did. I played
it. Okay, that song, actually, the reason why I sent it to you guys is because Dizzy Reed, the piano player in GNR, played mm-hmm. piano on that, and I'm really proud of that song, the way the production came out and everything. That's one of my favorites from the Ready to Go album, the Bang Tango record, so, you know, I'm glad you played it.
What is your favorite part of that song?
You know, it's only 5 minutes long, so I'm going to say minute number 3. No, I don't know. I don't have a favorite part. It's a song. You can't have a favorite part. It goes from beginning to end. The whole thing.
See, I like the way you think. You're like me. It's like, you know what, does this bug you too? I'm just going to ask. When you're playing a song, you know, you're just like playing a song, and somebody comes up and stops you in the middle of the song. Does that drive you, like, just right off the bend?
No, because when I'm playing, usually when I'm playing a song live, like on stage, you mean?
No. Like when you're just, you know, you're doodling, you're just playing stuff for yourself.
It depends. I guess it depends who stops me. Because if someone has stopped me to give me a constructive criticism, and if it's someone I respect their opinion of, absolutely, I'll take it. Because, you know, nobody knows everything. If it's just some drunk stripper saying, "Can you play Paradise City?" then no, probably not. I'll chew them away. You know?
I'm just asking because my sister, or sometimes Rick, like I'll be playing the guitar, or in my sister's case, it was an organ, and I'd be playing and she'd come up, poke, poke, poke. And I just, like, completely lose it on her. It's like, why? I was trying to play a song. I can't stand songs that are incomplete. You know?
Yeah, no. Any good song tells a story, and you gotta finish the story. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And no. It's like, I was like, leave me alone. You know? And she's like, poke, poke, poke. There were several times my parents had to, you know, literally grab us apart, rip us apart. Because she used to do that constantly. And my husband does that too. You know, I'll be playing and he'll stop me and it's just like, ah! You just want to freak out. I love hearing a song all the way through. I can't stand, even, you know, if people are flipping through songs and you start listening to it and then they change it, I just like freak right out because now that song's in my head. And I've got to play it through in my head to the end.
No, that makes total sense. I mean, I'm the same way. It's just, you know, if a song comes on that I really like, I want to hear the end of it and then, you know, go from there. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah, see? I just had to ask. That's all I have.
Anytime. Well, hey, thank you so much for having me on. It was very, very, very cool talking to you.
It was cool talking to you, too. Seriously.
And anytime you want to be back. Let's keep in touch, and I'll let you know when I have more shows coming up. If you'd like, I can, you know, email you our tour dates and whatnot with Bang Tango that's coming up, as well as Apple's Appetite and anything else that's up on the horizon. I'll get over to you.
Sure. Feel free to stop at my MySpace and post everything you want. Like, on the comments. Go nuts. Put whatever you want.
Okay. I'll get out of there. I'm not in front of my computer right now, but I will do it as soon as I can.
Absolutely. Feel free.
Well, thank you so much, Malice. I had a really good time. You have fun?
Yeah, I did. Thanks so much, Alex. Take care.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Aw. That was so nice. System of a Down. This is going out to Sparrow. It's violent pornography. Seems how we were talking about strippers and everything, I figure this is pretty fitting. Thanks again, Alex.